there! Welcome to Bronze Up Babe. My name is Taryn Luquin. With over a decade of experience in the sunless industry and a variety of businesses, I'm here to share with you the ins and the outs of owning a business and my failures and successes. So whether you are just starting your business or wanting to grow your business or brand, I'm here to serve you. Today we're going to talk about different types of content to post on your Instagram stories. So I have about 6 of them that I'd like to talk about. One is behind the scenes. Now, this is where you are posting the things that you do daily, your everyday life. Post at least a couple of times a day because this gives your audience a true sense of who you are. Believe it or not, many people find it interesting on what you're doing daily, places you go. They want to see things that you do that they can relate to. They want to see the chaos in your life as well. They want to see the things you do in your personal life as well as what you do in your business. They want to see what your salon looks like. Who are your staff? What products you carry? What machine that you do your spray tans with? They want to see all that fun stuff. Even if it's boring, they want to see it because this is something that they can relate to. Number 2, post a helpful suggestion. Now, by doing this, you're building a trust factor with your audience. For instance, Tantip Tuesdays are always helpful to clients. That will educate them on the before and aftercare for spray tans and what spray tanning is all about. So on Tantip Tuesdays, post a helpful suggestion, something that's educational. Your objective is to be someone that other people can trust, and the best way to do that is to share your opinion, your beliefs, your research. Believe me, your audience, followers, they like that stuff. Number 3. When posting selfies of yourself, don't apply the beauty filters. Be yourself. Show your flaws. People want to see your true self, your true beauty, not something that is not there. With beauty filters, people end up thinking, why does this person not think that they are beautiful as they are? Why do they want to change their appearance? Ladies, gentlemen, don't hide your appearance. Be you. You don't want your audience to think that you're lacking self-confidence. Number 4, post what your audience came for. Why are people following you on Instagram in the first place? Are you a hairstylist, lash artist, spray tan artist, spray tan trainer? If so, your audience want to see things that are related to that. They want to see things that are related to, let's say, sewing, drawing, things like that. They want to see what your niche is. For instance, if you're following someone, let's say that's a fitness guru, well, you're going to want to see contents from them that are on fitness tips and advice and meal preps. You're not going to want to see content that they post, let's say, on real estate or interior decorating. I mean, hello, they're a fitness guru, not an interior decorator or, you know, what have you. You need to give your audience the content that they came for. So for me, since I'm a spray tan artist and a spray tan trainer, I'm giving my audience spray tan related content. I'm giving my audience upcoming specials that I may be having. I'm giving potential students dates and the states on where I'm going to be doing group trainings. Or I'm going to be giving them business tips. Those are the things that people are following me for. Everything cannot be about my family, my dog, my cat. No. Can't be about that. It's got to be something that relates to why my audience came to me. At least once a day, I need to post something that represents why people follow me, what they came for. Number five is the story content that you should be posting about. And this is the most important one, by the way. That is content that builds your email list. I know I preach this a lot, and some people may get tired of it, But honestly, I get many entrepreneurs that reach out to me weekly saying that their social media account has been closed down, or an area of their business is not doing well, or an amazing Facebook ad they made that was responsible for their income growth and sales, and all of a sudden it's not working and they're at a loss. Businesses are failing because they cannot get social media to work for them. And every single time I think to myself, wow, how is it that they have missed me preaching about building an email list on the social media forums that I'm on? I preach that all the time, and for some reason, people just, I guess they don't hear it. Or they don't, maybe I don't say it often. I will now. The point of social media is to help and serve people in such a way that they are being added to your email lists. Without an email list, you're flying without a parachute. If you want to take your business to the next level and have true passive income, you need to focus your efforts every single day on creating some way to serve your audience in such a way that in exchange for that, they give you your email address. And the best place to do this is via in your Instagram stories. It's almost impossible to do it in your regular Instagram feed. I mean, you can, but I highly encourage you to use Linktree in your Instagram bio, because that way you can lead people to the different links that you promote. But ideally, in your stories, you want to give people a reason why they either swipe up if you have 10,000 followers or more, or if you don't, you can say, go to this website by typing it in on your photo or video. Or another way you can do it is tell your audience if they'd like to be on the VIP list and to be the first one to get your upcoming specials, have them click yes or no by adding the poll feature, which is a sticker on your Instagram stories. You can add that sticker to like any story you create. And then every person who clicks yes, when you look at your story insights, you will see the exact Instagram account for every single person who clicked yes. And then you can log in and copy and paste that link to every single person. By doing it this way, it costs way less than a targeted Facebook campaign. This I know because I've tried it many, many, many times. And that is how you add people to your email list. Number 6. This is a very important one. It's actually what not to do, and that is overpost. One common trend that happens amongst influencers, and influencers can be anywhere from 1 to a million followers or more. And I say one person being an influencer is because if you are reaching one person, you're influencing someone. So if you have influence, which you do, the worst thing you can do is to abuse it and make it self-serving. You don't want to abuse that. We've all followed people who it's like they have a podcast and they launch their podcast, and then for weeks and weeks, everything that they post onto Instagram stories is a screenshot of someone who is listening to their podcast, which is great. I mean, that's awesome. But it also doesn't serve you as a person who is following them. It's like, okay, that's cool. I know you have a podcast, you know, that's great. But I don't need to see all these posts of who's listening to your podcast. That is cool that you just launched your podcast, your product, or whatever you've just launched. But are you really taking care of your audience if for weeks and weeks that's all you're doing or promoting and or posting? I'm sorry, but I honestly think that by overposting is a disservice you're doing. I think influencers are doing what other influencers are doing because that's the thing to do. It's like, if that person is doing it, then I should too. So let's post like crazy. Let's overpost. No, don't be like that person, because then it's going to be like you're shoving it down people's throats, where they're going to be thinking, okay, enough already. Stop posting many pictures of yourself on Instagram stories or your podcasts or product or events you're launching, because then by overposting, you will end up being a constant commercial for yourself. Enough with the self-promotion. You're not thinking about your audience, or your audience is just going to end up thinking, wow, it's all about them, them, them. Not cool. And then they're going to end up leaving you. If you guys are guilty of doing what I mentioned above by overposting, take a look at your Instagram story insights. You can actually go back and look at your past story insights, and then you can compare them to the ones you do now. I honestly think that it's a mistake that influencers are doing this by using stories as a self-serving way and shooting themselves in the foot too, which the audience, followers, end up not feeling close to them and finding their content distasteful. When posting a launch of a podcast, product, event, what have you, you want to kind of like sprinkle it, you know, you want to sprinkle it throughout your stories. You don't want to overpost all the time. Trust me, you don't want your followers to leave you. You want to educate your followers. You want to keep them coming back and back for more of your content. It's like I mentioned in the last podcast, followers, they want to know what you're doing. They're like excited to know, ooh, what's he going to do next? What are they going to post next? Don't overpost. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions about what I discussed on this podcast, please let me know. And if you like this episode, please give me some love. Rate it. Subscribe. All right, loves. I will talk to you later. I am out of here.